Here's a little history of a bigger mystery. I have written this story into my song. If it isn't what you used to, I hope it will amuse you. And maybe if you choose to, then you'll sing along. It goes, I am as old as the universe. I've been here before and I'll be here again. I am a child of the universe, a part of all women and a part of all men. Once upon a sometime and once upon a somewhere and once upon a somehow there was a big bang. Energy revolving and energy dissolving and energy evolving, and that's what I am. I am as old as the universe. I've been here before and I'll be here again. I am a child of the universe, a part of all women and a part of all men.
I'm a little flower that blossoms for an hour, but in me there's a power that grows on and on.
Power in the root of me, power in the shoot of me, power in the fruit that will pass my seed on. I am as old as the universe. I've been here before and I'll be here again. I am a child of the universe, a part of all women and a part of all men.
Selling one body, filling all space.
All I ever could be and all I ever should be and all I ever will be is here in this place. I am as old as the universe. I've been here before and I'll be here again. I am a child of the universe, a part of all women and a part of all men.
Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Osho Radio is a program about music and meditation. The music we were just playing is from a British folk group. They are called Seize the Day. Many times Osho has talked about the rebel inside of us. In fact, each and every sannyasin is a rebel unto himself. Today we play some music made by rebels from different parts of the world. The next song is by some German rebels. They call themselves Billy Bo Buddha and their song is called Rat Race. Just sit back and relax and enjoy.
Looks like everybody else.
everybody else. People talk like machines with a sad face, that face. ABC, 1, 2, 3 plus 0, sanity. Running around in your head, a stubborn soul is going mad. Poor man, cause he lost himself. Sad girl wants to be somebody else. Rich man, sex and violence sells. Pretty girl looks like everybody.
The discourse today is from the series The Hidden Harmony No. 9. You can download all discourses from the website oshoworld.com. In this program we play only a part of the discourse. Today, Osho talks about the belief systems that have created a god. In fact, something outside of yourself that will take care of you. Instead, Osho says, take the responsibility yourself. That's the only way you can transform your problems and your miseries.
There is no God as a separate creator of the world and cannot be, because the creation, the creator and the creativity are the same. They are not separate. Existence is one. Then how the creator and the creator can be separate? Existence itself is divine. There is no creator who is creating it. It itself is the creator. It itself is the creativity. All those who have known are bound to know that duality exists because of the mind, because the mind cannot see the one. It can only see the two. The moment it perceives anything, it divides. With the mind, the other is necessary. If it sees creation, immediately it thinks of the creator. Because how a creation is possible without a creator? But if with this mind you encounter the creator, then even the mind will see that there must be some other creator, otherwise how this creator can be? Mind is an infinite regress. It goes on and on dividing. That's why mind never reaches any conclusive state. Philosophy believes in the mind. That's why philosophy also never reaches any conclusion. One has to look the totality without bringing mind in, because mind is the factor of duality. It divides. Division is the nature of mind. If you say day, then the mind brings immediately night, because how the day can be without night? If you say love, then the mind brings hate. How love can be without hate? If you bring life, the mind brings death. How life can be without death? But life and death are one phenomena, one energy. Life is manifestation of that energy, and death is again relaxation. Life is coming to a form, and death is moving again into the formless. The end and the beginning meet. Life is not separate from death. Death is not separate from life. They meet and mingle. Even to say they meet is not right, because the mind immediately brings, if there is a meeting, then there must be two. It is not a meeting. It is one phenomena. A new morning is the beginning of the evening. A new birth is the beginning of death. But you cannot see so far away. Every morning you become hungry and you eat and you become satisfied. And evening you are again hungry and then you eat and you are satiated. You achieve satiety. But you never see that they both are one. One helps another to bring. If you are never hungry, can you be satisfied? Is there any possibility of satiety if you are never hungry? If you are never hungry, don't think that you will be in a state of satiety. The satiety cannot come without hunger. If there is no morning, don't think that there will be evening always and always. There will be no evening at all. And if there is no death, don't think that there will be life eternal. There will be no life at all. Because death creates the situation, sets a energy phenomena. Every life brings death, every death brings life again. These two appear two to the mind, because the mind cannot see through opposites. When you don't see from the mind, from the logical standpoint, you simply look into the phenomena itself, the totality of it, the two disappears and only one remains. That is the thing with God as creator and universe as creation. Not only ordinary persons are deceived by the mind, great theologians, they are also deceived by it. They also say God created the world. This statement is juvenile. It is childish. Nobody has created existence. It is simply there. Because if you bring creation, then millions of problems arise. And that's why theology brings more problems and no solution. And they create a theory, a hypothesis to solve many problems. Nothing is solved. On the contrary, around the hypothesis, new questions arise. They try to solve the problem of existence by bringing God in. that God created. Then they have created millions of problems and they have not been able to solve them. Once you start on a wrong line, you will go on missing, because one thing leads to another. And there is a relatedness. If one thing is wrong, then it will lead to another wrong proposition. Unless you start from the very beginning towards the truth, you will never reach, because the beginning is the end. Theology brings God. Theology brings God to solve few problems, because there are problems. Who created the world? The curiosity arises. Such a beautiful phenomena. Who created it? And then the mind has a itching sensation. It should be answered. Who created? But the first thing is to ask whether the question is right. Never raise a question without asking first, is the question relevant? And what is the criterion of a question being relevant? The criterion is that if a question is such that whatsoever answer is given, the same question can be raised again, then the question is irrelevant, it is not right. You ask, who created the world? Somebody says, God. You can ask the same question again, who created God? The question has not changed, not a bit. The same question is still relevant. So somebody says, God A created the world, and then you ask, who created God A? He says, God B created the God A. Then you ask, who created God B? And he says, God C created the God B. But the question remains the same. So all answers are false. If the question is not changing a little bit, then you are not progressing towards truth at all. And if all the answers to a question are false, then please meditate upon the question again. In the very base, the question itself must be wrong. Otherwise, how all the answers can be wrong? At least one answer must be true. But no answer has proved to be true. Hindus, Mohammedans, Christians, they all have provided answers. But the question remains. Thousands of years working on the question, who created the world, and not a single answer has been given which satisfies. This means that in the very base, from the very beginning, you have taken a wrong line of research, a wrong attitude from the very beginning. So the first thing to ask about a question is to question the question itself, whether it is relevant. This question is irrelevant, who created the existence, for many reasons. Because then the question is possible, why he created? What was the need? Why cannot he live without creating it? What desire possessed him? And when God created this universe, then why there is so much misery, suffering? Suffering which cannot be accounted for. A child is born crippled, blind, ill. Why? If God is the creator, can't he correct the pattern of the world? Or is your God a little neurotic, enjoys suffering, a sadist, enjoys this torture, millions of people dying in a war, being killed, thrown into fire and gas chambers, and he is the creator, and he is simply not worried. He cannot even stop a Hitler to kill millions of Jews unnecessarily, for no reason at all. What type of creator is this? If God creates the world, then he must be a devil, because the world doesn't seem so good. It cannot come out of good. Seems to be inconsistent with good. And God means the good. And this world doesn't show any sign of goodness. Exploitation, violence, war, killing, misery, anguish, tension, madness. For what this creation has been created? And if a God is responsible, then he is the greatest criminal. And these problems arise, and theologians cannot solve them. Then they have to create more false theories, then say there is a devil also, and it is the work of the devil. But they get into their own trap. First they create God, that God created the world, then they have to create a devil, because they cannot explain the world through goodness. The world looks so evil, they have to create a devil. Then the question arises, who created devil? Then they go on and on, and they get into such a desert-like effort which leads nowhere. Nobody reads their big volumes on theology, nobody. Because if you start, you reach nowhere, and they go on and on and on. It seems like a broken gramophone record. The same they go on repeating. And you go on asking the same question, and they go on roundabout. Beating around the bush is all that theology is. Not a single problem has been solved. The most useless effort that man has made ever is theology. And it starts with that God created the world. There is no creator who is responsible for it. So don't raise unnecessary questions, and don't waste your time in unnecessary answering. Existence is, and God is not separate from it. God is existence, the totality, not a separate being, a person, the totality. It comes out of its own and dissolves. Existence is a dynamic dialectical energy. It moves on its own. When you say energy, it means something. When you say God, you have moved into something which will not lead it anywhere. Energy is truth. You can feel it here and now. You are energy. The birds singing in the trees are energy. The trees going towards the sky are energy. The stars moving, the sun rising every day, everything is energy. And energy is neither good nor bad. Energy is always neutral. So no need to create a devil. No need to explain anything. Energy is neutral. If you are miserable, it is because of you, not because of a God or because of a devil. If you are miserable, you are behaving with the energy in a wrong way. You will be happy and blissful if you move with the energy. If you move against it, it is you who are responsible. Remember, if there is no God, then you are responsible for whatsoever happens. And if you are responsible, then there is a possibility to transform. If God is responsible, then how one is going to transform? God seems to be a trick of the mind to throw responsibility on somebody else, because the mind is always throwing responsibility on somebody else. Whatsoever happens, You always throw responsibility on somebody else. If you are angry, then somebody has insulted. He has created anger. If you are sad, somebody is making you sad and unhappy. If you are frustrated, somebody is blocking your way. Always somebody is responsible, never you. This is the attitude of the mind, to make somebody else responsible. Then you are freed of the responsibility. But this is why you are miserable. Responsibility is yours. And if you take it as yours, you can do something about it. If it is somebody else, what you can do? If others create sadness, then you will always remain sad. Because what you can do about it? Millions of others are around. If others make you frustrated, then nothing can be done. You will remain frustrated. Then this is your destiny. Because how can you change others? You are responsible. Immediately you become a master. Now you can do something. You can change yourself. You can change your attitudes. You can look through different attitudes towards the world, and you can feel that if you feel miserable somewhere, you are an unfit in the total energy system. That's all what a sin means. You are an unfit. Not knowing how to move this total energy system, and the energy system is neutral. If you follow it, you will be happy. If you don't follow it, you will be miserable. This is the logos, the Rita, the Tao. For example, if you are feeling thirsty and you don't drink water, you will be miserable. Because in this energy system, water gives you satiety. The thirst disappears. If you are feeling cold, you move near fire. Because in this energy system, fire is the source of all warmth, heat. But when you feel cold, you move away from fire, then you will be miserable. Nobody is responsible. When you are feeling thirsty, hot, you move near fire, you will be in hell. This is how things are. If you move against nature, you will be in misery. Misery means moving against nature, and misery is a good indication, if you understand. That shows somewhere you are going wrong, that's all. Put things right. Misery is a help. Anguish, anxiety, tension is the indication that somewhere something is going wrong. You are not with the total. Somewhere you have started your own private movement, and then you will be in misery. Intelligence is with the whole. Don't be too clever. You cannot be intelligent on your own. If you move with the existence, you will be intelligent. You will have a clarity of perception. You will be wise. If you move on your own, you will be a fool. An idiot is a person who is completely closed in himself, caved in. He has no contact with the total energy system. That is his idiocy. And a wise man is one who is not closed at all. The air flows through him. The cosmos flows through him. He has no barriers and no doors closed. He has no privacy of his being. He is porous. And whenever he feels miserable, immediately he puts himself right. Immediately he takes the indication. It is a symptom. It is just like illness. When you are not behaving with your body naturally, some illness erupts. That illness is a friend. It shows, behave. Change your ways. you are going somewhere against nature. If you don't take food for 3-4 days, you feel dizzy, you feel hungry, you feel sad. The whole body is saying to you, take food, because the body needs energy. Always remember, the energy is natural, so the whole quality of your being depends on you. You can be happy, you can be unhappy. It is up to you. Nobody else is responsible. When you feel hungry, eat. When you feel thirsty, drink. When you feel sleepy, go to sleep. Don't force nature. For a little while you can force, because that much freedom is there. If you want to fast, you can fast for a few days. But every day you will become weaker and weaker and weaker. And every day you will be in more and more misery. If you don't want to breathe, for a few seconds you can stop breathing. But only for a few seconds. That much freedom is possible. But that's not very much. And soon you will feel a choking, dying sensation if you don't breathe well. All misery exists to indicate you that you have gone somewhere wrong. You have gone off track. Come back immediately. If you start listening to the body, listening to nature, listening to your inner being, you will be more and more happy. Become a good listener to nature. Listen to the logos. Listen to those who have been awakened to logos, and you will find them always, always natural. They don't force anything. They don't push the river. They simply flow with it. And that is their blissfulness. There is no God who is responsible. We create God out of our own fear and necessity and need. We feel so helpless in our misery, so powerless, so impotent in our pain, that we create out of this fear a God to whom we can pray, to whom we can say that don't give me so much trouble, to whom we can praise and feel that if we praise Him, He will become more and more favorable to us. Do you think God can become prejudiced? If you pray, do you think He will be on your side? If you don't pray, then He will not be on your side. One small child was being told by his parents that if you don't behave well, God will punish you. The child was always put right in the past whenever he was not behaving well or doing something which the parents thought is not good. They had used this trick that God will punish you. He will be angry. And this had always helped. But this time the child laughed and said, I'm not worried about God because He does not know me at all. They said, this is something new. You never said this before. How you came to know that He doesn't know you? The child says, for 2 weeks I have not prayed and nothing has happened. So either they think I am dead or they have completely forgotten me. So now no need to be worried about it. Now I am free. Otherwise 2 weeks, no indication. We have created God out of our need. God has not created you You have created God. It is your need because you are helpless. And then you project everything that you miss on Him. If you are powerless, you say He is omnipotent. If you are ignorant, you say He is all-knowing. If you are blind and move and grope in darkness, you say He is omniscient. This is the trick of the mind. Whatsoever you miss in yourself, you project on Him. And then you think balance is recovered. Now I can pray this omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent being and He will be helping me. These are tricks. You can be helped only by yourself. Of course, nature will be with you if you are with nature. No other prayer will do. This is the only prayer. To me, prayer is a feeling, a flowing with nature. If you want to talk, talk. But remember, your talk is not going to affect the existence. It will affect you. And that may be good. Prayer is not going to change God's mind. It may change you. And if it is not changing you, then it is a trick. You can go on praying for years, and if it doesn't change you, drop it. Throw it. It is rubbish. Don't carry it anymore. Prayer is not going to change God. You always think that if you pray, God's mind will change. He will be more favorable. He will be tipped a little towards your side. There is nobody who is listening to you. This vast sky cannot listen. This vast sky can be with you if you are with it. There is no other way to pray. I also suggest to pray, but praying should be just an energy phenomena, not a devotee and God phenomena. But the energy phenomena. You simply become silent. You simply open yourself. You raise your both hands towards the sky. You just feel existence flowing in you. You live. Then you lean down on the earth. You kiss the earth. You feel again a flowing with the earth. Earth and heaven, above and below. You float. You mix. You drop yourself completely. You are not. You become one, merge. This merging with energy is prayer. It changes you. But when you change, the whole existence changes, because with your attitude, whole existence changes for you. Not that the existence is changing, the existence remains the same. But now, you are flowing with it. There is no antagonism. There is no fight. No struggle. You are surrendered to it.
कसूर था आया जो सामने मेरा गुरूर था आंखों का था कसूर न दिल का कसूर था आया जो सामने मेरा गुरूर था वो थे न मुझसे सर का कसूर था आंखों का था कसूर न दिल का कसूर था आया जो सामने मेरा गुरूर था वो थे न मुझसे
सरूर था कि मुझे भी सरूर था कभी किसी परमात्मा के प्यारे को देखोगे उसकी आंखों में झांकोगे तो उसको इतना नशा है कि उसकी आंखों में देख के तुम्हें नशा हो जाए। साकी की चश्मे मस्त कहकर क्या कीजिए बयान इतना सरूर था कि मुझे भी सरूर था शराब पीनी भी नहीं पड़ेगी साकी की आंखों में देखी लहराती शराब कि कुछ न कुछ नशा तुम पे भी छा जाए।
साकी की चश्मे में का क्या कीजिए बयान इतना सुरूर था मुझे भी सुरूर था चश्मे में का क्या कीजिए बयान इतना सुरूर था मुझे भी सुरूर था कोई तो दर्द मन दिले ना सुबूर था माना कि तुम न थे कोई तुम सा जरूर था
दारी
This was Osho Radio for today. Before the discourse, you listened to music by Devakant. The piece of music is called And the Flowers Showered. After the discourse, a long piece of music by Manish Bijas called Saki the Beloved. It is from his new CD, Secrets of Love. And just to finish with another rebel, we play you a song called Eyes Closed by Jan Boca, Boca Mystic. He is from the United States and he is making hip-hop music. Goodbye everybody, we hope you liked the program and stay tuned to Osho Radio. Bye-bye and namaste.
One life with one stripe and one wipe, you're one type. When one bites, you feel like the world bites, you lost sight. At one night, you feel hype, the next one, you feel knife. You got blown with one strike, and now you are full grown, and you feel this is life. I sit with my eyes closed, I see how I can grow. I witness my mind flow, I grab what my life throws.
Life in high lows, forget where my mind goes. Live the moment I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game, close your eyes. The world's full of blind saints, live the moment. Forget about your time frames, life and high lows. Forget where my mind goes. Live the moment I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game. Close your eyes. The world is full of blind saints. Live the moment. Forget about your time frame.
I see you, you are me, we are a reflection. Your mind's a deception, you're not your complexion. We feel the same pain and same joy in moments. Do not close your eyes and store it and hold it. Politicians have distorted it and sold it, but I rise above it, even though I love it. Beyond the emotion which I use like puppets, I sit with my legs crossed and sending a Jesus, who's portrayed as a bloodbath in fragments and pieces. I will solve this puzzle without using bishops, who are more confused than the children they fix up. Instead I will cure my mind of its illness. Hit quick and witness the act when I am pissed or am whipped through modern revelation. Sit with my eyes closed in meditation.
Life in high lows, forget where my mind goes. Live the moment I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game, close your eyes. The world's full of blind saints. Live the moment. Forget about your time frames, life in high lows. Forget where my mind goes. Live the moment I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game, close your eyes. The world is full of blind saints. Live the moment, forget about your time frames.
Finding Nirvana is like finding Osama. It's filled with this drama, slash traumas and commas, which is why I respect the Dalai Lama's past mamas, letting their diamonds shine for humanity's karma. That's my dharma. Let my passion blast for every political ass who relapsed promises, leaving populations harassed. Osho is my spiritual torso, who can help me forego the removal of ego, stuck to my soul like logos. And Fosho, the mystery go beyond Columbo. I'm a spiritual detective with no perspective, unrespective, religiously incorrective, but reflective of subjectives. My image, I risk it, cause I'm a sadistic, afraid of being a statistic. I close my eyes and will not miss it. The realistic Boca Mystic.
Life in high lows, forget where my mind goes. Live the moment I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game, close your eyes. The world's full of blind saints. Live the moment, forget about your time frames. Life in high lows, forget where my mind goes. Live the moment I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game, close your eyes. The world is full of blind saints. Live the moment, forget about your time frames. I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game, close your eyes. The world's full of blind saints. Live the moment, forget about your time frames. Life in high lows, forget where my mind goes. Live the moment I see with my eyes closed. It's a mind game, close your eyes. The world is full of blind saints. Live the moment, forget about your time frames.